Blog Talk Radio.
Hello, and welcome to Gregory Stories, the radio show about the life and times of Gregory Gerard, the Las Vegas entertainment promoter. Your host is Gregory Gerard, a.k.a. G-Money, the self-proclaimed pimp comic, and the teacher from the streets. Gregory invites you to visit him at blogtalkradio.com/Gregory Gerard. You can listen to past episodes, subscribe to his show, and leave a comment. If you're an artist with original music or lyrics, just send your press kit to Gregory at bigmouthgbg@juno.com. On today's show, Gregory tells more stories from his life and takes calls from his listening audience. To listen in or join the conversation, go to blogtalkradio.com/Gregory Gerard or call 323-870-4366. That's 323-870-4366. And now, here's your host, Gregory Gerard.
I get to the center divider, and I step off in the street. I'm not even paying attention to what's coming on, because the last time I looked, the street was clear. So I'm walking across the center divider, getting ready to cross the street to the other side, and I'm counting my change in my hand, not paying no attention to any oncoming traffic, because I'm thinking the traffic is a long way off. And all of a sudden, I get to the driveway, and I'm walking up on the sidewalk, and this car almost hits me. And I jump, and I go, "Hey, man, you almost hit me." And I look up, and it's a police car. And they're like, "Hey, you know you were jaywalking."
Another day,
I would ride my motorcycle to Luzinger High School to hang out with Ricky and Rick Rock after school. And one day I met this girl named Martha, and we were walking around the school, and she wanted to go to her locker. So I walked her to her locker, and she was turning the combination on her locker, and I don't know what came over me, but I thought it was time for me to make a move. And I pinned her against the lockers, and I started kissing her, and she turned around and dropped her books and just wrapped her arms around my shoulders, and she gave me deep tongue kissing back. And I was like, whoa, I'm doing the move, and this girl is liking it.
There she was, just walking down the street singing.
Do what did it, diddy do.
Popping her fingers and shuffling her feet singing.
Do what did it, diddy do.
She looked good.
Looked good.
She looked fine.
Looked fine.
She looked good. She looked fine. And I nearly lost my mind. Before I knew it, she was walking next to me singing. Natural as can be, a singing. We
walked on
to my door. We walked on to my door. Then we kissed a little more. Oh, I knew we was falling in love. Yes, I did, and so I told her all the things I'd been dreaming of. Now we're together. Nearly every single day singing.
Do what did it, dum, did it,
dum. Oh, we're so happy, and that's how we're gonna stay singing.
Do what did it, dum.
Well, I'm hurt.
I'm hurt.
She's mine.
She's mine.
I'm hurt.
She's mine.
Wedding bells are gonna shine.
So I pull around the corner, and I find a parking spot. And I park my 65 on the street between these other two cars. And I get out, I lock my car, I turn my lights off, and I start walking around the corner. Well, when I come around the corner, all of a sudden I see all these Mexicans walking behind me, and they all got guns. And I'm wondering, what the hell have they got all them guns for? I mean, they got shotguns. They got 12 gauges. They got 9 millimeters. They got 38s and 22s. And I'm wondering, what the hell have they get all these guns for? And I'm walking in front of them, and they're walking down the street with all these guns in their hands. And all of a sudden, they start blasting.
What's up, Las Vegas, and everybody around the world? This is Gene Money, the Las Vegas entertainment promoter, and I'm hosting Gregory's Stories. It's an internet radio show where we're broadcasting on seven continents. all around the world.
All right, thank you.
So tell everybody you know to tune in to the radio show and listen to the activities that we have going on. Now, the first thing I want to know is, what's the weather like in your neighborhood? In Las Vegas, the sun is shining, the skies are blue, and it's a little bit of wind blowing. So the weather is about 80 degrees. So it's not real warm, but it's not real hot either. And it's not cold. It's a beautiful day. And I'm so happy to be here in Las Vegas celebrating this beautiful weather for our time. Yes, I'm enjoying being in Las Vegas. After all, it's the entertainment capital of the world. So, now that we've started today's show, let's talk Monday Night Football. Well, last night was the premier Super Bowl. It was the NFC Championship Playoff. That's what it was. It was the undefeated San Francisco 49ers, and they played against the Seattle Seahawks, who was like in second place in the division. So it was a battle of supreme quarterbacks and good old-fashioned defense. And the games were outstanding. Yes, they were outstanding all of the time. So, DJ Papa D, what do you think? What was the score of the final game?
Seahawks beat the 49ers 27-24. You said 49ers and over, and it was Seahawks and over.
Oh, wow. All right. Well, I'm surprised Seattle won because they don't usually win if they're not playing at home. So I guess it was San Francisco's turn to lose because I bet on New England to lose when they played the Baltimore Ravens, and everybody was like, oh, you got to be wrong. And I said, no, Baltimore's going to win this game. This will be the game that New England loses. So I guess Seattle is the best team in the West, and they were the only team that could beat the San Francisco 49ers. And they did. They actually showed up. I didn't think they would show. But their defense played tight, and their offense was off the chain. Wilson was the quarterback of the century. He threw outstanding passes, and they ended up tying up the game, and then they kicked a field goal in overtime to win the game. And that's how Seattle beat the undefeated San Francisco 49ers. Well, that's it for Monday Night Football. San Francisco is now 8-1, and Seattle, I don't know what their record is. What's their record, DJ Papa D? They got like three.
Seattle Seahawks. Yeah, Seattle Seahawks are 7-3. So, I'm sorry, they're 8-3.
They're 8-2,
and 49ers are right ahead of them in NFC West with 8-1. So they're about even.
Oh, okay. Well, that's 1-2 in the North Conference. The NFC, the National Football Conference. So that's the top two teams in the conference. All right. Well, where that, I guess, no, we pick football on Thursday, so we won't pick any games today. So just go on with our, it's the commercial break. Well, it's time for me to pay my bills. So, DJ Papa D, go ahead, play some commercial spots, play some comedy shorts, play some music, and we'll be back for more of the show in a minute. So, every department was supposed to do a skit, and I ended up being Mr. Money. And I came out there with all green and some brown color shoes, and I had a black Dracula cape, white Devo glasses, and then I had black leather gloves on with zippers on the back, and I had a green headband that they had stuffed dollar bills in my headband. So I came out, and I would kiss the money, and I would laugh, and I would go, yeah, I got the money. I'm the money man. And I would pull up a dollar, and I'd go, oh, what's this dollar doing in here with all of my 50s and my hundreds? And I would take it out and ball it up and throw it in the audience.
Changing colors, and it went from being a beautiful
and then it turned black, and then it turned gray, and I was like, hey, what's going on? So I pulled over on the side of the freeway, and I popped my hood, and the whole car caught fire, and my whole motor just started burning.
We have a store on storytimewithgmoney.com where you can buy all kind of G Money products, everything from towels to blankets, from cups to shot glasses, from T-shirts to baseball caps, and from beanies to hoodies. Yes, we have it all. So just put in your order, and you'll get it with the G, with the $3 sign. That's G Money. That's my symbol, and that's my brand. G with $3 signs is the symbol that you want to look for. And we're having a contest to see who can have the most G Money products in their room. So take a picture of yourself with all your G Money gear and send it to us. And we'll put you on the internet and make you famous on YouTube. I want to let you know that on Friday we dedicate our show to solving the homeless problem in different cities around the world. So we want people to call in that are working with the homeless and talk about the things that they're doing to solve homelessness in their neighborhood around the world. So all they got to do is call me on my radio show, and we're going to talk about it live on the air on Friday. Okay? So everybody, call in on 323-870-4366. That's how you can listen to the radio show, and you can be a call-in guest on my radio show. Just call in and say you want to talk about the homeless situation, and we'll put you on, and we'll have that discussion live on the air.
Listening to Gregory Stories on Blog Talk Radio. To join the conversation live, call 323-870-4366. That's 323-870-4366. You can also join us live on blogtalkradio.com/Gregory Gerard by going to the link for this episode, clicking on the chat button, and sending us a message. If you're a talented artist with original music, then send Gregory your press kit and a sample of your original work to Gregory at BigMouthGVG@Juno.com. That's BigMouthGVG@Juno.com. And if you're good enough, you might even get a record deal. And now, back to the show.
Yeah, what's up, Las Vegas? And everybody around the world. This is G Money, the Las Vegas Entertainment Promoter, and I'm hosting Gregory's Stories. It's an internet radio show where we're broadcasting around the world. We're broadcasting on 7 continents. So everybody around the world should be able to pull up the radio show and listen to the activities that I'm talking about. Yes, it's an exciting time to be on the radio in Las Vegas and to entertain you all around the world. That's a great thing. Now, yesterday was Veterans Day, so I hope everybody celebrated Veterans Day and you had a good time. And in my facility, in my location in Las Vegas, we had hot dogs, cake, and punch to celebrate Veterans Day. It was a celebration that everybody should have been at, because we celebrated all the veterans that we had in our neighborhood and around our area. We celebrated with them and for them as we gave praise and gratitude to those soldiers that put their life on the line for us every day so we could live in the land of the free and the home of the brave. Yep, that's our benefit for being in Las Vegas and in the United States of America. Yes, it's a beautiful place to live, and we continue to praise our soldiers for fighting to keep us free. So, without further ado, I want to go back to DJ Papa D for some more music, another comedy spot, and some commercials. And we'll be back for more of the radio show in a minute. And I had a girlfriend that used to smoke crack, and she used to get high with me, and we lived together for like 3 years, off and on, in apartments, all of that. But I had to constantly give her some crack cocaine to keep her happy. And I got to the point where I said, hey, baby, I can't give you no more crack because I ain't got no more money to spend on crack. And I think she just got tired of me not buying the drugs for her. And I left one day to go do something on the street, and I came back and she was gone. And I was like, wow, she just really left like that. Didn't tell me bye or leave me a note or nothing. She just packed up all of her clothes, took all of my DVDs and my CDs, and she left.
Ah!
My daddy was a big shot. He was like a judge. We called him Judge, as a matter of fact. Him and all his friends, they called him Bill the Judge. And he hung out in some bars with some people that he bowled with. And you walk into the bars and they say, "Who's buying the drinks?" And they say, "Bill is." And my daddy would buy all the drinks. He treated everybody because he was the big shot. He made more money than all of his friends, and he proved it. He wasn't cheap with his money. He always paid everybody's bill. He bought drinks for the women, and he bought drinks for the men. It wasn't a problem. Not a problem at all. Even though when I went to the bar, he bought me beer.
This is G Money, and I was telling you my comedy album is coming, and it's here. You can go to storytimewithgmoney.com. So pick up a few albums and pick the ones you want, but they're available right now on storytimewithgmoney.com. That's where they're located. Running for president in 2020. I'm running against President Donald Trump. I got to sit him down, and I got to take over the nation. You know, I got to put things in proper order, make things right on the good foot. That's right. So, vote for G Money in 2020. Tell all your friends and send all your money to G Money. Help me out with my campaign. Buy G Money gear to support G Money, because I'm running for president in 2020. All right, ladies and gentlemen. Yes, Las Vegas, let's talk NFL football. Time to get your horses up. Put your money up. This year, we're going for the win. We got 16 weeks. So follow along with G and see if G Money is going to be able to pick a winner. Every week, I'm going to be in it to win it.
Listening to Gregory Stories on Blog Talk Radio. To join the conversation live, call 323-870-4366. That's 323-870-4366. You can also join us live on blogtalkradio.com/Gregory Gerard by going to the link for this episode, clicking on the chat button, and sending us a message. If you're a talented artist with original music, then send Gregory your press kit and a sample of your original work to Gregory at BigMouthGVG@Juno.com. That's BigMouthGVG@Juno.com. And if you're good enough, you might even get a record deal. And now, back to the show.
I had a Mustang. I had 20s all around, and I was sitting 3 inches off of the ground. Oh, man, I was low riding for real. They couldn't tell me nothing. Oh, yeah, I told you the story about my Mustang, how it was gold on the outside and it was white on the inside, and my wheel wells were painted white,
and I had gold lights on my wheels. Oh, yeah, I told you about that. I had tinted windows, and I had gold lights on the inside of my car. Oh, yeah, I know I told you about it. My Mustang was the sight for sore eyes. Oh, man, I used to ride my Mustang all over town, and people would see me, and at night I would turn my lights on my wheels, and they would say, wow, look at that Mustang go. Christmas, I got a new bicycle, and my best friend got a new bicycle too. And so one day we decided that we were going to ride our bikes to church, and I found out he didn't have a lock for his bike, and I told him, oh, that's all right, we'll lock your bike up out here by the bike rack with my lock. And I'll put my bike in the yard
of directory. So we went in and we had mass, and we got finished with the mass, and I walked out, and then I walked into the backyard behind the church, and my bike wasn't there. And when I got home, I had to explain to my mother and my father that somebody stole my bike. And they were like, I see you got your lock. And I said, yeah, I know. I'm only in the fifth grade, Mama, so I'm not real smart yet.
Hit it.
Look at that. You over there?
Yeah,
we better sing one verse.
All right.
What we gotta do? Die.
much, brother. Don't moan so much.
In the 11th grade, and I was an athlete, but between classes, I was playing with a yo-yo. That's right, I had a yo-yo. I had a Duncan yo-yo, and my yo-yo went with me everywhere. I yo-yoed between classes. I yo-yoed at lunchtime. I yo-yoed on the way home from school. I mean, I yo-yoed all the time. And I got so good at my yo-yo, and I could do three tricks. I could walk the dog, and then I could rock the cradle, and then you did around the world. Yeah, I was good with my three tricks. I was really good with that. And I practiced every day, and I always had my yo-yo with me.
My comedy album is going to be a big hit, so get your checkbooks ready, get your credit cards ready, and order the comedy album so that you can have big laughs at your house. I'm Gregory Gerard, Big Money, the Las Vegas entertainment promoter. And I want to put together a promotion team. That's right. I'm looking for people to assist me in putting on concerts in Las Vegas. I'm also looking for people to assist me putting on fundraisers for the homeless. And I'm looking for people to help me advertise on social media, help me advertise my radio show, and other activities that we'll be involved in Las Vegas. And I'm also interested in having people assist me to guest appearances when I appear in public at social events. Yes, if you're interested in being a member of the promotion team, call 323-870-4366, and you can leave your name and your phone number with my engineer, and he will make sure I get the message, and I will interview you for the position of being a member of my promotion team. If you want to work in Vegas in entertainment, this is the best place to start.
Next year is going to be a big year for us. We're going to have a lot of things. I got money coming from Washington, D.C. to help the homeless in Las Vegas. We're going to be housing homeless people and housing kids and paying for restaurants to cook food for the homeless. Yeah, when I take over as president, that's how it's going to be. So support G Money. I'm putting it down. And I'm taking over the country and setting everything right.
You're listening to Gregory Stories on Blog Talk Radio. To join the conversation live, call 323-870-4366. That's 323-870-4366. You can also join us live on blogtalkradio.com/Gregory Gerard by going to the link for this episode, clicking on the chat button, and sending us a message. If you're a talented artist with original music, then send Gregory your press kit and a sample of your original work to Gregory at BigMouthGVG@Juno.com.
That's BigMouthGVG@Juno.com. And if you're good enough, you might even get a record deal. And now, back to the show.
Yeah, what's up, Las Vegas, and everybody around the world? This is G Money, the Las Vegas entertainment promoter, and I'm hosting Gregory's Stories. It's an internet radio show where we're broadcasting around the world. We got the best radio show on the planet, and it's the best thing going. So you need to tell everybody to pull up the radio show and listen to the activities we have going on the radio. We're playing excellent music. We're playing good comedy spots. We're playing good commercials. Everything is fantastic. Yes, it is. So, just listen to Gregory's Stories. We're on the air Monday, Tuesday, Thursday, and Friday from 3 to 4 o'clock. So, listen to the radio show, and you will be entertained with quality entertainment and quality radio. Quality radio on the radio show. Yes, it's an exciting place and time to be listening to the radio show. All right, well, it's almost time for me to shut it down. I am about to give thanks to my brothers, DJ Big Nasty, for promoting the radio show on social media. And I want to thank DJ Papa D for promoting the radio show, doing the music, the comedy spots, and the commercials that we have on the radio. It's an excellent show, and we're glad you paid attention to it. So, DJ Papa D, play a song or two. I know we have a couple of minutes. I'm being invaded by outsiders. So, play a couple of songs before we turn in for the radio show, okay? And we'll be back for show in a minute.
Okay. Yeah. Are we about to get it just a little hot and sweaty in this hoop?
Baby.
Ladies, let's go. Soldiers, let's go. Let me talk to y'all and just, you know, give you a little situation. Listen.
You see the get hot every time I come through when I step up in the spot. Make the place sizzle like a summertime cookout. Proud for the best chick. Yes, I'm on a lookout. So banging, shorty like a belly dancer with it. Smell good, pretty skin, so gangster with it. No tricks, only diamonds under my sleeve. Give me the number, but make sure you holler before
you
leave.
I know you like me. I know you like me. I know you do. That's why whenever I come around, she's all over you. And I know you want me.
I know you want me.
It's easy to see.
It's easy to see.
And in the back of your mind, I know you should be on with me. Don't you wish your girlfriend was hot like me? Don't you wish your girlfriend was a freak like me? Don't you? Don't you? Don't you wish your girlfriend was raw like me? Don't you wish your girlfriend was fun like me? Don't you?
Baby,
don't you? girlfriend was raw like me?
Raw.
Don't you wish your girlfriend was fun like me?
Big fan.
Don't you?
Okay. Off of
let's go.
Well, let me get straight to it. A broad won't watch it when I come through it. The God Almighty looking all brand new. A shorty wanna jump in my Aston Van Jewish. Looking at me all like you really want to do it. Try to put it on me till my black and bluish. You wanna play with a player girl and play on? Trip out the Chanel and leave the lingerie on. Watch me and I'ma watch you at the same time. Looking like you won't break my back. You're the very reason why I keep a pack of the Magnum. And with the wagon, get you in the back of the Magnum. For the record, don't think it was something you did. Show the all on me cause it's hard to resist the kid. I got an idea that's dope for y'all. If y'all could get cool so I can hit the boat for y'all.
She loves you. I understand. I probably be just as crazy about you if you were my old man. Maybe next lifetime, possibly. Until then, old friend, just so you could just hate with me. Don't you wish your girlfriend was hot like me?
Oh.
Don't you wish your girlfriend was a freak like me?
Like me.
Don't you?
Don't you, baby?
Don't you?
All right, same.
Don't you wish your girlfriend was raw like me?
Raw.
Don't you wish your girlfriend was fun like me?
Big fun.
What's up, Las Vegas, and everybody around the world? This is G Money, the Las Vegas entertainment promoter, and I'm hosting Gregory's Story. It's an internet radio show where we're broadcasting on 7 continents around the world. So thank you for listening to today's radio show. It went from 3 to 4 o'clock, and it was my pleasure hosting the show for your listening pleasure. So I want to thank DJ Big Nasty, my little brother, for promoting the radio show on social media. And I want to thank DJ Papa D, for playing the music, playing the commercials, the comedy spots, and helping me with my NFL football pick. Yes, he's been a great help, and we want to thank him very much for his assistance in doing this radio show. All right, well, it's after 4, and the clock on the wall says that's all. So I'm G Money, the Las Vegas entertainment promoter, and to all of my listeners, I say good night, and I'll be back on Thursday to talk with you some more and to give you my picks for week 11 in the NFL. So, thank you, and good night. I'll talk to you on Thursday. Have a good day off, and enjoy yourself. I'm out of here. Peace. I was hitting that weed, and it was good.
Thank you for joining Gregory Gerard on Blog Talk Radio. Gregory Stories is live on the air every Monday, Tuesday, Thursday, and Friday at 3 p.m. Las Vegas time. Gregory invites you to visit him at blogtalkradio.com/Gregory Gerard, where you can listen to past episodes, subscribe to his show, leave a comment, and find him on social media. If you are a talented artist with original music, send your press kit and a sample of your original music to Gregory Gerard at BigMouthGVG@Juno.com. If you're interested in becoming a sponsor, contact Gregory at bigmouthgbg@juno.com. If you're interested in learning more about how you can help solve homelessness in Las Vegas, contact Gregory Girard at bigmouthgbg@juno.com. Gregory Stories is produced by Big Nasty Records, a subsidiary of Big Nasty Promotions, LLC.